bats, and I did.
Okay.
So kind of housekeeping things. Some people are concerned about listening, only being able to listen, and you can do that. So don't worry that you have to leave. Like if you're doing something, it is better if you can be fully participative, but you can listen in. Just make sure whatever device you're listening on is on mute. And we can do that on our end as well.
Mm-hmm.
So wow, I just wanted
look at all these people. Woo-hoo, that's a people. Hi, Michelle. All right, so I'll go ahead and I'm going to introduce Laura because I know you all know her, but I want to do an introduction to Laura because, so welcome everybody to Creating an Energy Connection. And I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo. Most of you know me. Some of you don't. Some of you came through Laura. Some of you came through me. And I am super excited for this training because I have seen the changes, the profound change that Laura has had in so many people's lives, both on a personal and a professional level. I've seen the way that she, with so much clarity and so much skill, has been able to listen to people in situations where there was a lot of emotional turmoil, which guess what? We all see on a daily basis when we're working with people because they're dealing with their health and they're emotional about it. And Laura has this most profound way of listening. I mean, of just being present and listening on all levels and being able to reflect and have that person feel comfortable and then open up. And then be more receptive to what you have to do. And as I watched her do this, I've brought her into our own trainings many times. And I've worked with her personally. I've had family members work with her personally. And the profound changes I've seen in my interactions, in my family members' interactions, and in our students' interactions with each other and with their clients and the results they get have been so profound. So I'm so excited that Laura's doing this with us and that we don't all have to travel out to California to just do these trainings with Laura anymore. That is so exciting and such a relief for so many people who wanted to do it but couldn't do it. So without further ado, welcome to Creating Your Energy Connection with the great Laura Fine.
Thank you, Rita Marie. Wow, what a nice introduction. And I just feel so honored to be working with you and the incredible people that you are training to do this work, and also your appreciation of the holistic nature of healing and the importance of being able to be present and you know, understand the whole emotional, psychological, spiritual, and energetic component of healing. So thank you for bringing that consciousness to your work in the people you're training.
Thank you.
So I'm really super excited to be here with all of you. And I want to just suggest a couple of group agreements for all of us. So as we launch in, the first is, are all of you who can turn on your video camera, could you please do that? If you have that option to be on video where we can all see you, that would be wonderful. So for those of you who we don't see right now, if you have that option, please make yourself visible and join us by a video cam.
And can I just interject one thing? Also turn off your mic for now until such time as we're going to interact, because a lot of folks have noise and dogs and cats and kids and
yes,
whatever else in the background.
You. Yeah. In fact, I think I'll put my, I should put my.
I was going to say, or peacocks.
Peacocks, I love that. Yes, peacocks.
Yeah, peacocks in my background over here. Okay, you all can hear me okay now? Yeah, okay, good. All right, so thank you all for joining. I want to just make a couple requests for us to give our, this way of learning through Zoom classes. I'd like us to pretend that we really are all in the same room together, because we actually are. We're in a room of consciousness, and we've entered a consciousness bubble here. And so because you are in your home or wherever you might be on this call, it's very tempting to multitask, to text, to eat, to brush your teeth, to do other things while you're in the class. So I want to ask you to please give your 100% full undivided attention to the group for this next 4 hours that we are in a training together. So can I have a group agreement? Could you all raise your hand or, you know, put your agreement on chat if you're willing to give your full undivided attention, thank you, to each other, to yourself, to this process in this new learning paradigm system that we're in of our live video conference. Thank you, everybody. I got some agreed from some chats. I'd like to hear from the rest of you on the chat if, you know, with that agreed, yes, thank you. You're on board. Okay. And we will take a couple of breaks, just so you know, you won't have to sit for 4 hours without going to the bathroom or getting a drink of water or grabbing a cup of tea or a quick bite to eat. We'll take a little break midway through. So I want to just ask three questions to get us started, and then I want us all to meet each other. So I want to ask you, if you are a highly sensitive person who you already know you have a healing presence that people are drawn to, would you just put up your hands or respond in your chat? And Lynn will be monitoring the chats for us. Okay, so don't be shy and don't be timid and just fess up. You're a highly sensitive person. You probably already are, or you wouldn't have chosen this profession or even be on this call and be attracted to this work. So, and also I want you to I want to just see a show of hands who struggles with those sensitivities, doubts whether they're real, doubts your intuition, and doubts whether that's helpful or not to other people. Who struggles with that? Anybody have that issue going on? Okay. So then how many of you would like to really fully realize the gift of your sensitivities, to be clear about how to use them in a way that can help other people where you don't compromise your own health or well-being? Is that appealing to people? Is that yes? Show of hands. Okay, thank you. Thumbs up on the yes from people that are on the chat. Thank you. Great. So you're in the right place, because that's what our goal is in how to create an energy connection, is to teach people how to incorporate transpersonal energy healing principles into their personal and professional lives so you can heal yourself, facilitate healing for others, and profoundly touch people's lives. And this class today is also module 3 in a brand new 7-module certification training program that Reed Marie is offering through the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. So we're going to have more information out about that shortly, but just know that though you're taking this maybe for your own personal or professional reasons, that should you decide you want more of this, that you'll be accumulating these classes and workshops toward a potential certification should you desire that. So what I'd love to do now is just have us all introduce ourselves. And I'd like you to, let me go to our screen share for this so you can see for a minute. Let me just explain this really quick. So when we talk about energy connection, you can see on the right side of the screen here an example of an unhealthy energy connection. That is an energy cord that's created from the solar plexus to the heart chakra. It's kind of dark. And this is where we have, this is what the energy between people looks like in codependent relationships, in borrowed functioning and things like that. Or we can have healthy, corded, connected relationships this way. And that's what this is going to be all about today. So let's go to the next slide. So please introduce yourself. I'd love you to share where you're located, your current profession, and or your desired profession, what you're looking for in the class today, and what your obstacles might be to getting that. So I want to ask if there's quite a few of us on the call, so I want to ask if we could keep our share to about 30 seconds to a minute and answer those four questions. Where you're located, your current profession and or desired profession, what you're looking for next, and one of your obstacles to getting that. So, Louisa, how'd you like to start us off?
Okay, I'm Louisa Thompson. I'm located in San Antonio, Texas. And my profession is I'm an optometrist. And I just want to get more insight of myself and connections with my patients, or like just learn more.
Great. Thank you. Rita Marie, we met you. Janet, how about you? Want to check in? Janet Brooks?
Yes, good morning. Janet Brooks. I'm currently on the Oregon coast right now with a storm, so I hope we have power through the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I am a student of Dr. Rita Marie's in the endocrinology program. Wanting to be a coach in the near future. And I am looking for more personal development in this program.
Great, thank you. And Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm from Redlands, California. I'm currently visiting family in Santa Maria up on the central coast. And I'm looking to be a coach. I am a student in the NETP program with Rita Marie, and I'm looking to recognize some the times in myself that I'm triggered in more subtle ways, especially with family and friends, clients too, and how I'm responding in those kind of subtle ways. The obstacles, I'm really not sure. I think they're subtle.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Mary Lynn. And also, I just want to share that Mary Lynn's going to be helping us out on the team with the next Module 4 class. So thanks, yeah. Mary Lynn. Alma.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alma. I'm a nutrition and wellness coach and a transpersonal energy healer. I've attended, going through my energy healing counselor certification now. What am I looking forward to getting out of this? Just further expanding my knowledge. I just love connecting with this stuff, and you can't hear it enough times. And just Laura, really. I'm going to take anything Laura offers. And obstacles, I don't know. Unawareness of other people. We're walking around awakened and other people unawakened, and you know, yeah.
Great, thank you, Alma. Felicia, hi. Felicia, you want to check in?
Yeah, I was unmuting. Hi. So I live in Long Beach, California. Right now, I'm working as a waitress while I'm in what started as your program for energy healing and transpersonal counseling. So I'm looking to further my knowledge and experience and begin my own practice. And my obstacles, I don't know, there's a few, but I guess my obstacles would be a little bit of self-doubt as I'm learning what my style is. That's all.
Great. I love that. Learning your style. That's good. I like that. Great. Mm-hmm. Randy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm located in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and I'm an integrative health coach for the last couple years, and I can't say that I've really put myself out there. So I'm trying to learn to communicate better and connect better, and I'm very interested in using energy connections. As far as my obstacles, I would say my obstacles are myself. And I'm just trying to get around that.
That's great. I mean, yes, we are all our own obstacle. It's really true. So thank you. We're going to work with that. Joan.
Oh, hi. I'm Joan Reed. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm a certified health coach in functional medicine or functional health coach, and also certified insulin resistance practitioner with Dr. Rita Marie. And I am really just launching my health coaching practice, which I've been doing for like a year or something, but now I'm really getting rolling. And I would say that what I want is to be able to serve older people well, like in their 50s and older. And I think my obstacle is like my own lack of self-confidence and not being able to. So I need to find more about who I am and how to express that and also get over the technology part.
Great. Thank you, Joan. Lynn, let's hop up to you before we go on further down.
Okay. I'm Lynn DeBoer Johnson, and I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border, in case you can't tell from my accent, you know. And I am working with Dr. Rita Marie, both as a student and on her team. I also have my own business, Feeding Your Health, and I'm working with people. Primarily what I do is I create a safe space for people to speak. And my obstacle, as you say, it's myself. It's knowing that I am enough.
Great. Thank you, Lynn. Kimberly, and Lynn is going to be on our teaching team also for the next module. So I'm really delighted to have you here helping out today and also looking forward to working with you in the next live workshop that's coming up in May. Kimberly.
Hi, I'm Kimberly. I'm in Colorado. And I'm also a student in the NEPT program. I am currently practicing as a functional nutrition practitioner, and I'm also a somatic trauma therapist. And what do I want? Just more tools. Every time I do a training with Laura, I get awesome, amazing tools that I can implement immediately with my clients. And that's just anything I can get from Laura, I'm happy to get. Obstacles, same as everyone. Myself, I'm my only obstacle, like really stepping into my own truth as a therapist and a healer and really just getting comfortable with that. So happy to be with everyone and see you all.
Thanks, Kimberly. And Kimberly's going to be part of our teaching team also in the Awakening course, the next course in May coming up. So that's great. Michelle.
Hi, my name's Michelle. I'm in Austin, Texas, and I work primarily in technology and strategic planning for technology projects. I'm a project manager. What I want to get out of this, I met Laura a couple years ago, taken some energy classes with her and others, and just want to get more in tune with self-healing, really, because if you heal yourself, then you heal around. And then with that, I think the obstacle is a very common thing, really getting in touch with my heart and being grounded to have that confidence and trust in my intuition as I go.
Yeah, I love that you said heart and grounding, because those are like the two keys. If we can get those, if we can grow in those ways, we can really just do about anything. So thank you, Michelle. Marcia. You're on mute still. There we go. Oh, I still can't hear you. Still can't hear you.
Marcia, your own microphone might be muted.
Marcia, why don't we come back to you in a minute? You can play around and let's see if you can figure it out, and we'll come back to you in a minute. Nicole.
Good morning. So I'm here in San Diego, and my current profession is serving at a restaurant. Well, that's how I make money, at least. and then what I'm looking for is how to connect on a even deeper level with clients and with people. And my obstacles are, I guess, doing that, getting that energy connection where I'm not necessarily taking anyone's you know, taking the client's things on, and I'm also not projecting my things on, you know, it's like this divine connection where it's easier to see clearly and to communicate. So thank you.
Great. It's great to have you back with us here, Nicole. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Good. Tom.
Hello, everyone. Tom Camo. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. I'm a retired chemist and scientist, engineer, and business manager. And my goals are a couple. One is to overcome a family problem with diabetes, which I'm actually doing quite well with that right now. And I'm enrolled in Dr. Rita Marie's insulin resistance course, which I'm really pretty excited about the content of that and learning a lot. My goals with respect to this session is to learn more about how to connect with people from a healing perspective. Long term, I'd like to live as long as possible. That's one thing that is in my mind. And I'd like to have my family members live as long as they can. Whether or not I'll go to the extent of being a practitioner, that's to be decided. I'm really interested from a family perspective. So that's me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tom. Okay, Chris. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I am a holistic and functional nutrition coach certified. I am already practicing. And I come from a 20-year, very abusive relationship. I just got divorced 6 months ago, and I am fascinated about all this energy stuff because I am just about to understand how my energy went way to the floor with all these experiences I had in my marriage and how my self-value is, I don't know where. So despite I am practicing already, I want to understand how or when you should kind of walk away. Like, I had this client just recently that she was so dependent on me that I felt so overwhelmed. I had to speak to her and tell her that it just can't be every day, three times a day, I'm feeling like this and that because I am such an empath. And it's really difficult for me to not carry what they feel and what they... Also, I have to learn how to set really healthy boundaries with clients. And this energy thing, I am really trying to work hard with it, with myself, because I am just about to understand how really energy works. And I want to be energized. And sometimes I feel how myself got lost somewhere in that relationship, and I want to recover myself and really be present to my clients with that healthy boundary. So that's my interest, really.
Thank you. I'm sorry?
I am from Mexico.
Mexico, yes. Are you calling from Mexico now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, welcome here. And I love your goals. I love what you're talking about. The challenge, and thank you for disclosing and sharing so much of your personal story. There's so much healing that can happen around boundaries, and there's so many challenges that empaths who end up as healers and coaches and health coaches, it's a common theme what you're struggling with. So I love that you're bringing it here and working with that. So great, Chris, thanks. You're going to get some skills, some tools on that today, and especially in the Awakening next live workshop, we'll be doing a lot of experiential work with the energy boundaries. Marcia, let's come back to you. Have you got the sound? Have we got some sound? No, huh? Maybe you can do a little chat check-in, do a little typing check-in, and we'll read that in a little bit. We'll come back to you for that. Okay, so let's go to Ronnie.
Hi. I am, I don't know if you can see me, I am a chiropractor for more than 30 years. I am enrolled in Dr. Rita Marie's
insulin resistance program, and I'm going to be up leveling to the NEPT. Like many of the people before, my biggest obstacle is myself. I really want to transition into coaching and incorporating that also with my love for rescuing and fostering animals, and maybe using that to kind of coordinate with people to help them get to a better place. And I'm looking to incorporate the energy work into it because I've seen how, you know, beneficial it is for animals and for people that I've worked with.
That's great. Thank you, Ronnie. Glad you're here. Good. I-17, I think that's Tom also, right? Is that right, Tom? Another Tom? On the I...
It's John. That's okay. John from...
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Not well.
I'll try and speak a little louder.
There we go.
Great.
Yeah, really great to be here. I'm starting a course with Rita Marie in May, and my history is that I think Tom mentioned that he was diabetic, and I've also been reversing my diabetes without any medication at all and being quite successful with that. Energy healing has been very attractive to me. I've started to learn some Qigong from some videos that I've got with some people called Tristan and Sabrina. I don't know if you've heard of them. Really feeling that learning about energy healing would be a great help for me. And in due course, I could then take that and use it in my in the work that I want to do with other people. I'm a lapsed accountant.
great.
Does that give you the story?
Yes, thank you. That's wonderful, John. Where are you from?
From the UK.
Okay, so you're calling in from the UK right now?
Yeah, sure.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with us. Good. Okay.
It's a pleasure.
Avis.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm from Oregon. I'm retired. And I'm just here because I want to grow more. And probably my biggest obstacle is trusting myself and staying as vulnerable as I choose to be.
I love that you brought in that point about vulnerability. And you know, there's a way in which we're going to learn how to become more safe feeling and more comfortable feeling with our vulnerability. So thank you, Avis, for that. Okay, Janet Hamid. Janet, can we have you unmute yourself? I'm not sure why... maybe you could try checking in on chat because we are not hearing you. Marcia, did we have something on chat that maybe Lynn can read for us from your share?
Leanne has her microphone open.
Oh, okay.
We can hear from her.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Leanne.
Hi, Laura. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to see our peaks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I can't be on camera. I'm recovering from surgery, and I look quite a fright this morning. So I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I have been a registered nurse for 40 years. And I have a particularly difficult client right now, and I have seen the most miraculous things happen when I've started setting boundaries and standing up for myself. He has a lot of narcissistic pathology, and I am just seeing miracles. It's just so amazing. So I'm finally seeing the work that I have done come to fruition in my actual interactions with people. It's been really cool. And I'm also doing some relationship coaching with newly divorced people, sort of teaching people how we bring our stuff into relationships and how we collude with creating things that are uncomfortable for us. My biggest obstacles are I just got my Medicare card, and I still can't figure out what I want to do when I grow up. So I'm still struggling with that, but I've kind of relaxed into it, and I'm just still on a path of pretty intensive personal growth work and very excited. I've done a lot of work with Rita Marie and with you, Laura, and I'm just very happy to be a part of all these communities and amazing people.
Great. It's so nice to have you back joining us here again, Leanne. It's great.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to get out of this chat now without getting out of all of you. I'm not sure what I'm doing. Okay. Diane, let's go to you. Diane, there we go.
Just figured it out. Thanks.
Okay.
I live in the Boston area. I've been a massage therapist for like 27 years now. I'm way overdue for retiring from it. I've always been interested in holistic health since I was like 19. I veered into macrobiotics for a long time. That's probably not been the best thing for me. I'm finding I have blood sugar sort of imbalances and hyperthyroid condition, which is so, it seems to be much less observed and much less understood. So I'm still struggling with that despite, you know, massive efforts trying to resolve it. But also like somebody else was speaking, I'm an abuse survivor. And so I still have some PTSD issues I think I need to resolve and an empath definitely for sure. So it's been a struggle, and right now, I'm trying to figure out how to go forward, but I have a big obstacle with finances because I was one of the casualties of the 2009 mess. So I'm still trying to dig my way out of that. And so I'm, you know, here to access anything you have to offer. I'm open for all information that's useful and will help me further my goals. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Diane. You're in good company with your, you know, history and background, and I'm you're not alone. So thank you for sharing that and for being with us today.
Well, I'll be in and out a little just so you know, because I have a couple obligations, but as much as I can get from this, I'll be here.
Okay, great. Great, great.
I have Marcia's.
Great.
Marcia lives in Union, Virginia, which is outside of Charlottesville. She's a certified nutritionist and herbalist in 1992, and she's just begun with Marie's beginning program for IME, so I'm assuming that IRSPT. And sweet spot, yep, looking to have practice with listening on a deeper level. Afraid of her ego stepping in because I know so much. And she is super grateful for you, Laura. You touch her heart and her hope for this career she's going in on.
Great. Thank you, Marcia. Glad to have you with us. Yay. Okay. Teresa, let's see. Where did she? There. Yeah. Teresa, you want to check in?
Yeah.
Can't hear you yet.
Okay, I don't know if I'm on video.
Yeah, now we've got you on video as well. Great.
Oh, I can't see myself. I don't know. my name's Teresa. I'm in Chicago. It's funny. I've been playing around with the title, like, what are you? What do you do? And I'm just going with, you know, I'm in Dr. Rita Marie's program and everything wellness, but I've been calling myself lately a facilitator, and that feels really good. So just excited to be here and keep learning, and you don't know what you don't know. And as much as, I have been learning, it's always so fun to be like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. And keep expanding and realizing and noticing. So again, the obstacle, always myself. And, love being able to see how I need to further step out of the way or get out of my own way. So.
Great. Thank you, Teresa. I love that we've got a theme emerging already from our group, right? That the obstacle is ourself. And I love that you guys can name that so easily already, because that is just being able to even know that we have our own self as an obstacle rather than pointing the finger and blame at everybody else in the world is a huge step toward growth right there. So that's wonderful. Thanks, Teresa. And let's see, Nicole, we had your check-in already. Who did we? Huey. Hi, Huey. You want to check in with us? Are we able to? We can't hear you or see you, Huey. There we go. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yay.
Thank you.
So Huey, if you weren't done at the very beginning, what we're doing now is introducing ourselves. So if you could share where you're located, what you're currently doing, what you're looking for, and any obstacles to it, that would be great.
Oh my goodness. I'm in Ontario, Canada. And this technology is so amazing to me. And I'm just looking for more information about everything.
And can you tell us what you do? What's your profession?
I'm a musician.
Musician. Oh, what do you play?
Several instruments.
Uh-huh.
Fiddle, piano.
Wonderful. Guitar. Thank you. Well, welcome, and I'm glad you're here with us.
Thank you.
Okay. So, all right.
I have something on here from Janet.
Okay. Oh, great.
She is an empath and a therapist and learning to protect herself more. That is, she's listening on a 3G phone, and she just doesn't want to use a bandwidth or her phone will die. So
okay, very good. So, and where is she calling in from? Do we know?
She has not
okay
shared that part.
Well, welcome, Janet, and yeah, I'm glad you're here. And yes, do what you need to do to be able to be with us for as long as possible. So, okay, let's all take a deep breath. That was a lot. There are a lot of us here in the energy bubble today. So let's just take a deep breath and let yourself kind of land and sense into everybody who's here. And I would like to ask you all to just go ahead for a minute and close your eyes and feel that the way that we're connecting here today, rather than through in-person connection, we are actually all with bringing our consciousness into one energy bubble together, into one shared space together that is not limited by the physical. So just feel that you're entering the virtual energy classroom, the energy bubble of our classroom, and close your eyes and just feel that you're there. We are all here together, 20 plus of us that are here together. And we're taking this journey together today. We're going to get to know each other a little bit more through this work. We're going to be able to notice how we can make connection by relaxing deeply into ourself in order to make, you know, beautiful connections with others. So just feeling that entry into the space, into the one unified space. And then you can go ahead and open your eyes. So my passion is to help you to help other people by bringing this work of energy healing. And there are some main goals that I'm going to come back to doing the PowerPoint now. So you can kind of follow along with me here. And let's go to from the beginning. Okay. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to learn about how to establish energy boundaries, healthy energy boundaries, and what that means with our practice in relationships, which was quite a theme that was also brought out today in our group. We're gonna learn about what it means to create a healing presence. For you yourself to be a healing presence, you already are, but to know what it is that you're doing consciously. So on those days where you feel grumpy or in a bad mood or triggered by someone, how do you hold that triggered response and also have and hold a healing presence? So we're going to learn how to bring those two things together and what they're all about. We're going to learn what it means to be energetically grounded. Energetically grounded. And what that means as far as the connection to our own physical body, but also what it means to being able to stay in our own individual self without taking on other people's stuff. And that also has to do very much with being grounded and being able to relax and live in our own energy space. We're going to learn about how to heal our energy body history and how that interferes with being able to be in present time when we are influenced by what's coming on from our history. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. And then you're going to learn three essential keys to create energy connection. And then at some point during our day to day, I'm going to demo a healing, and then we'll talk about what's next, how to follow up in case this speaks to you and you want more of this kind of training. I'll be telling you about the live workshop that's coming up in May, the live 3-day workshop here in Austin, Texas. So these keys are the foundation of a natural order for healing. For the healing process to work. And if you follow this natural order, you'll see the most complete, holistic results possible. And if you don't follow this, you'll keep coming back to look for the missing link. And that missing link really is the link of energy healing. So I'm going to stop this share for a minute so that you can, so that I can tell you a little bit more about my personal story. You know, there's usually two, let me just go into my background a little bit. I've been a body-mind therapist and an energy healer for over 30 years. I have a wonderful practice, most of which is now long distance via Skype or Zoom. I was the director of the Lionheart Institute of Energy Healing for 17 years, which I happily retired from lately, and now I'm doing this this new certification program with Rita Marie, which is just a delight because it's a simpler sort of codified version of the other program for me, where I get to focus more on just teaching, and I'm happy about that. I travel to India every year to further my own spiritual growth and my own spiritual practice. And I also get to be a supporter of a charitable, fully charitable hospital over there that my mission helps support. And over 10%, quite a bit more actually, of whatever I can contribute goes to that charity hospital where they service hundreds of thousands of people within a 200-mile radius. It's the only hospital, the only charitable, fully charitable hospital in a 200-mile radius. And the only hospital, period, in a 200-mile radius, let alone that it's a charity hospital. And also I help support a girls' school over there. So it's a very fulfilling life for me in all of those ways. But it didn't start out that way, okay? When I was in my early 20s is really when my quest for healing and self-growth and spiritual growth began. I was living at that time in Florida with my husband, working three jobs to support us. And I met this friend who lived in the same apartment complex that we did. And I noticed that Carol was suddenly getting happier. And I said, "Carol, what are you doing? Like you become this happier person. What are you doing?" And she said, oh, I'm going to therapy. And I said, what? Now, this mind you, this was 35 years ago when therapy was like, you had to be really crazy to go to therapy back then. So it's like, why are you going to therapy? There's nothing wrong with you. And she said, oh, I just want to have a better relationship with my, with Roger, a better sex life. And I said, really? I said, wow, well, that sounded good to me. And I thought, well, you know, sex is okay with my husband, but it wasn't like what she was describing. So I was like, huh, I think I want to go to therapy too. So I decided to sign up for therapy. And this amazing thing happened is I went to therapy, and this woman was a hypnotherapist, so she was working with regression, and which was all very weird and strange back then. And I had these experiences with her, and then I came home, and I became like this tigress in bed. So it's like, that was all really wonderful, but something happened that wasn't supposed to happen, which was that it completely shut him down. And that was a shock. Like, so how come now I'm this, you know, I'm free, I'm open, I'm, you know, all this energy starting to move through me, and it shut him down. And so, so I was on this trajectory of this spiritual path. I was having all kinds of experiences in my meditation practice, including a Kundalini awakening. And it ultimately resulted in us divorcing. But from there, I went on to get into other relationships, but there was still something missing in those relationships. I was still involved in these codependent, unhealthy relationships. So now I'm being a healer. I'm making a great living. I'm teaching. I'm doing all these high-functioning things. But by day, I'm looking really great. And by night, I'm in these screwed-up, codependent relationships. So, like, what is wrong with this picture? So it wasn't until I met Barbara Brennan at a workshop that she was teaching, who was a healer, in case you've heard of her. She's written a bunch of books on it. And I raised my hand to ask her a question, and she said, come on up here. So I came up onto the stage in front of 150 people. She put her hands on me. My whole body started vibrating, and she started telling me things about myself that I didn't even know. Now, mind you, I'd been in therapy for a long time already, so I was like, I had all this pride and ego about how well I knew myself. So she's telling me stuff I didn't know, but I knew it was all true. So, and I'm shaking and I'm vibrating and all this stuff is going on inside of me. And I knew in that moment, this was the missing piece and this is what I had to learn next. But my goal for wanting to learn this next, my goals for my reasons were all wrong. They were two reasons, and this is kind of embarrassing to admit, but I'll tell you what they were. One was, I didn't want anybody having anything over on me. I was like, this woman was telling me stuff about me I didn't even know. Like, she knew me better than me. It's like, no, 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 I didn't like that. So that was one reason. And the other was, I wanted to be able to do this for other people. I wanted to tell them all about themselves. And it was all ego-based reasons that I got, that I wanted to go into this work. Well, when I started the training, I quickly learned that the ego had to go away for me to perceive anything, for me to be available for anybody, for me to be able to have any kind of intuition, abilities, sensitivities, is that ego had to go away. And I didn't even know what that meant or how to do that. But it was incredibly transformative. And also in that training, I learned these wonderful skills, but there was still a missing piece from that training. And that missing piece was the counseling piece, that how do you help other people get to the core issue of what is blocking them from their own ability to see themselves and their own limitations. And I really developed a passion about that. And out of that, I developed what I call transpersonal spiritual counseling, which is part of what I'm dedicated to teaching practitioners how to do. And that's what this work ultimately leads to. All of these courses that that we're offering, including this one today, are stepping stones toward that process. As a result of my training, I learned a few really crucial things that I could ask for what I needed without feeling like a needy asshole. That was really good. I learned how to have a fearlessness and a depth that I never imagined that I would have to be able to help other people transform their lives, and a skill set that sets me apart from what most other people are offering. And so I am so, it's so super exciting to me when I hear some of you tell me, oh my God, Laura, I had this most profound healing with a client of mine. And if I can do it, you can do it. And my love is how to teach that process and how to break it down so it's actually achievable to do. So take a deep breath, because that's what we're going to do today. And I'm going to start out by, let's go to the next slide now. I want to start out by we're going to talk about what it means to establish clear and healthy boundaries. So this is point number one. And I had been really confused about what I was and was not responsible. Let me make this bigger. What I was and was not responsible for in relationships. And I had been confused about, you know, there was always this victim blame cycle that was happening. And so there's a cost to unhealthy relationships. And the cost is we take on that other person's stuff and we get sick or we get depleted or we, you know, hear that classic statement, well, I was in a good mood till you came home, right? We feel overly responsible for our clients. Or maybe when we don't know how to have a healthy boundary, we get cold and detached because we're trying to take care of ourselves. Or we withdraw when they become needy and reach out because we're just trying to self-protect. So this is the problem, and this is the cost of part of the cost of unhealthy boundaries. I'm sure there's a lot more that some of you have already mentioned. So we're going to talk about the three-part, what I call the three-part solution. And and the first part is we have to separate policies from process. Well, what does that mean? That means that you've got to have some basic policies that you establish with your clients, and then you've got to be able to hold them up. And what happens is that a lot of us will do really good at creating the policies, but we won't implement them. But let's just name what they are so we can make sure that we separate policies from process. So the first thing is that we have to have a late fee. We have to have a no-show, an understanding of what it means to value our time with a no-show. They make an appointment, they don't show up, or they cancel. And what your cancellation policy is, I have a 24-hour advance cancellation policy. What your fees are, if you have package discounts, if payment is due at the session, when the session starts, or if you have a payment plan. And then what you do if they don't follow through on that payment plan, what the repercussions are and how you hold your clients accountable. And then a follow-up plan. What's the post-session check-in? So all of these things you probably go into detail with in Rita Marie's programs, but I want to just name them so that we really are clear that what it means to when your client shows up with a policy issue, that we don't confuse that with a process issue. So what's a process issue? Let's look at part two here. We have to separate facts from feelings. Facts from feelings, and acknowledge both in your client. So your client, the fact is that there might be a sudden emergency that happened in their family and they couldn't make it and they couldn't give you your 24-hour advance cancellation notice. And they feel bad about it and you feel bad about it. So we're just going to acknowledge that, that both are there and maybe you want to make an exception in that case. Or they might be a person who has a, who just simply forgot. And therefore, and they feel bad about it and they don't want you to charge them and you feel bad about it. So here's where we separate facts from feelings in yourself. You might feel bad about the fact that they forgot, but here's where integrity comes into play because are you going to hold on to your own discomfort and still be able to implement your policy, which is, I'm sorry you forgot, and I still need to charge you. And that brings us to this third point here. I have to practice tolerating discomfort. I have to practice tolerating my own discomfort when I separate facts from feelings about my process. Well, how do we do that? That's the hard part right there. Okay, so we look at what's me, what belongs to me in my feelings, what belongs to you, and how do I make it safe to connect? So I want to talk about that for just a minute. So first of all, let me just ask if there's any questions about that so far. Okay. So let's go.
I have a question, Tom.
Sure.
When you talk about policy, do you have those written up and disclose that?
I do.
Okay.
In fact, what's super important is usually I email those policies to my client before they walk in the door. I have them sign the policy agreement. So that they're really super clear right from the get-go, right? My late cancellation policy, my no-show policy, my fees, when payment is due, all of that right from the start, because what will happen is your clients will teach you if you're missing a policy because they'll do something that will teach you, oh, I guess I need to add that as a policy, right? I remember I had a client who, you know, this was a very interesting situation because her father paid for all her sessions with me. And because her father paid for all her sessions with me, it was very interesting because she could just show up late and it didn't matter to her. So she would be consistently 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes late. And I found myself getting more and more frustrated and more angry. And one day, and she would get later and later over time, she would get later and later. And one day she showed, my policy was if you're more than 30 minutes late, I consider it a cancellation session. So now here's the part I'm responsible for. I was so furious with her, within myself, not naming it to her. That one day when she showed up, when it was 30 minutes after the hour and she was still not there, I left my office. She showed up probably about 35 minutes after the hour. I was gone. And she was upset. So I knew that in the next session we had to talk about all this, and I was procrastinating bringing it up because I was so uncomfortable about it. And we finally duked it out together. It was great. Now, mind you, she'd been my client for a long time, so we had a level of intimacy and trust established by that point. But what was really important for me was to realize that I should have brought it up from the very first time she was 10 minutes late. And it was my fault for not reminding her of my cancellation policy. And I acted out by leaving like that. And that was not okay. That wasn't right. What I should have done was address it right away the first time. And so that was a real good lesson learned for me, that these things have to be addressed. And that was also an example of what showed up in me internally, right, that I had to take responsibility for, apologize to her for, but also talk to her about how I didn't feel she was valuing our time together and how important that was to me. And she was on time after that. So it was great for both of us.
How critical.
So that's all, you know, this is the, now I want to look at the hardest part of this, which is understanding really what connection is and how it can be healthy or unhealthy. So in that acknowledgement of our individuality, first we have to understand one thing about connection. We often say we don't feel connected to somebody or we feel disconnected from somebody, but the truth is that we are always, always already connected to everyone. What we don't like is how the connection feels. Okay, so can we just say that together? Even though you're on mute, we are always already connected. We are always already connected. So the struggle is that we don't like how it feels. So we're denying the connection, or we're negating the connection, or we're running away from the connection because we don't like how it feels. So that's why the first most important piece is we have to practice tolerating discomfort, and we have to explore that discomfort. So connection is actually natural. We do it all the time. We feel it easily. We feel that it's warm and easy with some, and we feel it's more challenging with others. And it's easy to have what feels like a good connection when the other person responds to us in a way that we like. But when they don't, that's where the challenge lives up, shows up for us. When they respond in a way that feels where we feel rejected, or we feel hurt, or we feel intimidated, or we feel uncomfortable. So if you grew up in a home life where there was trauma, or if you had an adult trauma, or you learned that you not to get enough of your needs met when you were growing up, then you learned how to both seek and fear connection. And this is really true for a lot of us. We all seek connection because it's a human need. But for those of us who had trauma in our history or a lot of unmet needs in our history, we will also fear connection. Making sense for people so far? Resonating? Yeah. Okay. So if you have trouble expressing your needs or getting your needs met, then we're going to be working with four ways that we use energy interactively, which are called push, pull, stop, and allow. And I sent you a handout on that. Did everybody get your handouts and print out your handouts? You all should have gotten.
Nope.
I'm getting some no's. No.
There was a link within your email, so it may not have been apparent to you, but there was a link within your email that had three handouts. One was a body shape, a human body shape. One was on emotional language, and one was on push, pull, stop, and allow. So if you had the email that had the information, the link to make this call, in that same email, there are those handouts.
Okay, great. So maybe you can take a look at that while we're moving along here. So we'll
There were three emails.
Three. Yeah, thank you, Lynn. And we'll get to that in more depth in a little bit. But just to note that that's four ways that we use our interactive energy, and we'll do some experiential work with that interactive energy live in our live workshop in May. But for now, we're going to do something that we can practice right here that has to do with energy boundaries and being able to tolerate identify and tolerate our own feelings and separate them from somebody else's. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little breakout exercise where I'm going to partner you with somebody on Zoom, where it will just be you and that other person that you'll be either seeing and or talking to. And if you can't see the other person, then just imagine that they are there. So we're going to imagine that there's another person sitting in front of us. And for now, what I want you to do is I'm going to adjust my camera so you can see a little bit more of me. I want you to imagine that there's an energy boundary. If you put your palm out in front of you for a minute, as you see mine, at about arm's length, and you can put both palms if you want, and this is your energy bubble, okay? This is your auric field, okay? We all have an auric field around us, or you could call it an energy bubble. And I want you to imagine that from the inside, interior of your palm toward your body, this space from arm's length into your body is your space, okay? So we're just going to define this energy bubble as, this is my space, okay? So you can even say that to yourself, this is my space, okay? And on the outside of this hand, on the back of the hand, from here out, that's your space. If I'm sitting in front of somebody else, that's your space, okay? You exist over here, and I exist in here. Now I'm going to go back for just a minute to this image in the PowerPoint. And you see this great picture of this woman. And you see this woman here kind of crying, and this woman who's sort of turned away, right? Because she's so merged into her. They're so merged into each other that this woman is turning her face away because she's trying like heck to create an energy boundary and doesn't know how to do it. They're all just mushed together. Now, that doesn't mean you have to sit far apart, but it does mean you have to be really seated inside yourself if you are going to have your arm around somebody else and you're an empath. You can feel the energy of that, how merged they are. So this is me. In this space, this is me. So I want you just to say that out loud to yourself for a minute. This is me. And that is you. Okay, so this is me, and that is you. All right, so we're just going to say that out loud and feel that. So what I'd like you to do right now is when you go into the breakout room, we're going to have a little dialogue with your partner. And you're going to decide who's going to, each of you are going to get a chance to share. And the first person, you're both going to share about this, but one at a time. So we're going to do this in two rounds, and I'll let you know when we're going to go into round two. The first round is you're going to talk, person A is going to talk about how I take on other people's problems. So how I take on other people's problems is, and person A is going to share for about 1 minute. After that 1 minute is up, I think we'll be able to come in and tell you time's up. And then you're going to say, this is me. And put your palm out and feel your own energy boundary. Try to feel your own energy bubble. This is me, and that is you. And if you're not seeing each other, just do it verbally, but also do it with your hand to practice that for now. Okay, is that clear? So we're going to do this little exercise. I'll just repeat it one more time with a partner. The first person, person A, is going to share how I take on other people's problems is. And person B, you're just going to listen. And you're going to, as you listen, I want you to notice how you are feeling inside of yourself just listening to them. What happens inside of you just listening to them? At the end of that 1 minute, you're going to put your palm up and you're going to say, this is me. And that is you. And you kind of palpate with the back of your hand their energy field. Now remember, energy is not restricted by physical presence. You're going to feel you might feel their energy with you, even though we're not physically in the same space together. Okay, so Lynn, can we try the breakout rooms?
Okay, I'm trying to, so you want me to just randomly assign two people to each breakout room?
That'd be great.
Okay, and let's see, because we have more people than was on my list, so I'm trying to go through and double check I have how many rooms.
Sorry.
We've got, looks like 24 people, so we need 12 rooms. And you can go ahead and, just to make it easy. Yep. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. And, all right, everybody ready? 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Time yourself for 1 minute. Can you hear me, Lynn?
I can.
Okay. Do you want to bring people back? Can you bring them all
okay.
back?
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Sorry. I was looking at the people that are on here and some I don't see in our list. Okay. So I'm going to send them a message first. Just
okay. Okay, actually, yeah, that's good. So they had longer than what I...
Sorry.
That's okay. I forgot about the 60-second thing, too, so that's good to remember. But I think we needed a little bit longer than what I actually gave, so that was fine. Okay, not everybody's back yet.
I
have 20 seconds left.
Okay.
Five seconds.
Okay, it looks like we're all back. Everybody can hear me okay, right? Okay, so this is me and that is you. And what I didn't give you yet is it's safe to connect. So I want to do a little sharing before we do round two, before we go back into our breakout rooms. So I'd love to hear, what was that like for people? Any comments on that?
Janet, I have never been in a breakout room where that technology was really quite amazing. And it, even with that, I could actually feel the boundary when we put the hand up, even though she's in Pennsylvania and I'm in Oregon. You have to really be a little focused, but it works. It was there.
Great. Great, great. Thank you, Janet. Yes. So because it's energy, right? What we're feeling and responding to is energy. And we do it all the time. I mean, we know the phone's going to ring and it rings. We know who it's going to be and it is. And we're actually functioning with our intuitiveness and our subtle energy sense all the time. We walk into a restaurant and it's like, oh, this place feels really gross or tacky or not safe, and we leave, right? Because we're responding to the energy that's there. So Marcia's sharing, I really liked the physical movement, placing myself with my boundary. And let's see what the rest of that, what does the rest of that say? Lynn, do you want to share the rest of her comment there?
So Marcia says, I really liked the physical movement, placing myself within my boundary and feeling that.
Great.
And I will apologize for people as I'm a little new to the, I've done breakout rooms, but so it looked like it gave Avis a room by herself and Huey when I asked for two people to be in a room at a time. So I will be more diligent in watching for that.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Okay. Yeah. Avis and Huey, we're going to do another round, so you'll still get to try it. And I gave a little bit longer than I thought, which was good. We actually needed that, I think. So I want to do round two, and this time we're going to do the same thing. How I take on other people's problems is, and we're going to, at the end of that minute or so, we're going to put the hand out. This is me. And feel my own energy bubble, and that is you, palpating with the back side of our hands. That is you, feeling that person over there. And then we're going to add one more thing. I want you to relax your, once you feel your own defined space, relax your arms and say, it's safe to connect. Okay, so we'll bring in that affirmation. This is me, that is you, and it's safe to connect. Okay, so we're going to try that. We'll take about 2 minutes, and Lynn, once we're in the room for about a minute, go ahead and give the warning, the 1 minute warning, because it takes 60 seconds to bring us back.
Right.
So it'll be a little faster this time. So let's try it again, round two.
And one question I had, some people are not here on video. They're only here on audio. So can you share that will still happen, even though you're just listening and you cannot see the other person? That you can have that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And I'll talk more about how and why we still can merge even when we don't see each other. And it really happens because we're not grounded. And we'll talk more about grounding soon. Okay. So let's go ahead and try round two.
All right. I was just trying to fix this so that two people could be in the same room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're not
all right, I got it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. You're muted. There you go.
Okay. I think the breakout room breakdown showed up on my screen. Did it show up? I don't think it showed up, probably just because I'm co-host.
Correct.
Okay. And I was trying to move it out of the way and I couldn't, and I accidentally.
Oh yeah, because it's not on mine.
It was just for after you gave us the 60-second warning, and so.
I did look at it, so that might have been it. That's interesting that it showed up for you.
I don't know if it showed up for anybody else, but I was trying to move it out of the way so I could see her, and then that's okay. We're learning.
It's good
we're
for me to learn here, huh?
We're on a learning curve. So I think everybody's just about back now, anyway. Okay. I think
I was just looking at to make sure everybody. It looks like
I lost. We lost Felicia.
I'm here. You can't.
Oh.
See.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I can't see you at all.
I see her.
Okay. I don't know why I can't see her.
Well, and we did get cut off in our breakout room.
Yeah, I know. I. Something happened there that I left. I don't know. This is a mystery. All right. So sorry. Okay. There you are, Felicia. I can see you now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had a little glitch there. So sorry about that. All right. So let's do some shares now. How was that second round?
It does sound like there were some other tech issues. Diana is saying, so sorry, Leanne, could not find a way to the audio. Didn't give me the same little screen as the first time. Oh, and Leanne said, I saw you were muted.
Okay. Okay. Any shares on that round?
Can I just interject a little bit about technologically? We all have to make sure that we unmute ourselves. So if you don't know how to unmute yourself, there's usually a bar at the bottom of your screen in the corner. But even if you just hover over your own picture, it'll say mute or unmute. And so if you do that immediately when you get into the room, you'll save some time. And if you're not aware of it, that you had to do that, I realized, right, I started talking, then I realized, oh, I'm muted. Sometimes when you start to speak and you're muted, it'll give you a message across the screen that says, if you're trying to talk, nobody's hearing you, unmute yourself. At least it does for me, and it might because I'm a host. But I just thought I'd share that. Just
so if before I do the breakout rooms, if I unmuted everybody?
You could do that. You could do that. Yeah, right as you're doing it, you unmute everybody. That could help. Yeah.
Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you.
Great.
Great. Okay.
We're in a playful mood.
Yep.
So, from Diane to everyone, first share. First share, there was a little box. Lynn, can you read us her share?
Or Diane? Sure. It says, first share, there was a little box that showed both of us and the mics. Saw neither this time.
Oh, okay. Okay. So anybody, how about this experience? What happened this second round, aside from the technology?
No issues. We didn't perceive any issues in connecting.
Okay, no issues about connecting. Okay. Anybody else have any thing that you want to share?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What I notice every time somebody is trying to open up with me or opens up with me, what I find about myself, and I hope this is a question that's going to be useful for everybody, I find myself trying to really connect. And I don't know whether it is my nature, I think it kind of it's in my nature, or it is that I have a real lack of connection, which I haven't had for years. And how can that get into the way to a good connection with my clients? And how to set healthy boundaries? I don't know if I am making myself clear here.
Okay. Well, let me see if I've got some sense of what you're saying. So the question is, how do I connect, right? And that you're really trying to connect. So
No. I really want to connect, and the connection becomes natural.
Okay.
And I don't know whether it is good or is it me, because I have a huge lack of connection in my life, and whether it's good or not.
Okay. So wherever we're lacking something in our personal life, it's really important. It's a great question you're bringing up and a great point. Wherever we're lacking something in our personal life, if we're lacking connection in our personal life, then there's a real natural tendency to try to seek it in our professional relationships, which is not appropriate. And so one of the things we have to do is that's one of the things that community, like this community, is good for, is how do I get some of those emotional needs met appropriately with people who are my peers rather than inappropriately through my clients? Or, and this is why so much, inappropriate behavior happens in therapeutic relationships, right? We hear about it all the time, that therapists are sleeping with their clients and things like that because they're trying to get their needs met, but in an inappropriate way. We do feel affection, real affection for our clients, most of us. So there's a natural pull to want to go and have dinner with them. But as soon as you do that, then you take away something of great value for them, which is not something I can talk about today. It's a little bit more extensive conversation. What's that?
Leadership, I suppose.
So many leadership and so many things. I mean, the chance to heal our history by feeling safe with that authority figure, and the minute that we as in a therapeutic authority role become familiar in a more intimate way, then we don't, we rob them from the chance to heal something very deep from their own history. And I'll talk about that more a little bit in a few minutes too. So, but it's a great point that you're bringing up. And I also hear the need that you have for emotional connection right now. And I want to support you in reaching out to ask for that from people in this community, in your community, wherever you can get it. Many of us have shame of our own needs. And the truth is we all have tremendous needs, right? And so this is another thing where we're going to need to practice tolerating our own discomfort. Mm-hmm. It takes time, so be gentle with yourself. You're in a new situation after many, many years of marriage, being alone and, you know, having it's a tender time for you. So be gentle. You're welcome.
I have a question. How do we bridge the gap of getting from a personal space to the client taking on responsibility for their share of what we perceive the problem is?
Oh, great question. You know, first of all, we can't judge the client's if we judge the client's capacity for progress based on our desire for their pace of capacity, we've already hurt the process for them. And I think this is a common problem with a lot of health coaches, that we have very high expectations of them to be really solution oriented, and they need more time in the process, right? So we just talked about process versus policy, right? They need emotional process time that might look very different from what we expect. You know, okay, it's been a month. You should have lost those 5 pounds now. We'd set that goal that you were going to lose 5 pounds in this month's time and you didn't do it. So, you know, if they're not progressing in a way that, that we would like, or that we think would be good for them, or that they even think would be good for them, then we need to look at the emotional components that are the resistances that are showing up for them. We need to explore that with them. And that's what this work will help you to do, explore those things with them. Okay.
It looked like Michelle had something to share a little while ago. If you still do, Michelle, go ahead.
Oh, this was on working together, mm-hmm. Just the process. It's funny because the first time we weren't sure. We were both sharing or just one, so we've shared, but it kind of deepened the second time by our sharing. It to me made me that much more connected to some of the things I do to take on other people's problems, and that, you know, the act of the gestures, kind of that really centering it and bringing the attention to what the space that's already there, but making it, the gestures for me made it a lot more palpable.
Great. It's you know, this is something you can practice before your client walks in the door, and then just visualize, right? Because we don't want to sit there with our client with our hands out here, right, sitting with them. But we energetically, we want to feel that energy bubble when we are sitting with them. And one of the best ways to do that, and let's all try this right now, and this is going to bring us right into the next essential key that we're going to learn today, which is getting grounded. And I want you just to lean back in your chair for a minute, all of you. Just lean back, let your legs relax and kind of dangle, and just go drop deep into yourself and just relax. And because a lot of us, when we're with our clients, we're like this, right? Okay, I need to do something. I need to help them. I need to fix them. I need to be on. They're paying me money, so I got to be good. And I just hang back. You got all that knowledge, read and report into you. Just hang out with it. And trust that what needs to emerge will emerge. So let's look at now the next slide. We're going to go to so we did this is me, that is you. It's safe to connect. And establish healthy boundaries. Okay, so this is a summary. Separate policies from process. Identify your process from mine. And acknowledge the individual energy field of yours and of theirs. Just acknowledge it within yourself. Okay. So now we're going to get energetically grounded. So let's see how I can make this bigger. Oh, I'm still learning this.
Hey, Laura, on the bottom of PowerPoint in the lower right-hand corner, there's a little thing that looks like a presentation. If you click that one, it'll
Work. And otherwise, up on top, it says use presenter view.
So
one more
I see
over
it.
From where you were. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I don't know why that's not.
Yeah.
Where you so go down. Hover. There you go. Hover your cursor. See how we're towards the right.
Here. Oh, this. No, I've got it on two. Now here.
There.
Okay. There we go. Okay. All right. So the problem when we're not grounded, we get forgetful, we're spacey, we bump into things, we hurt ourselves, we might feel tired, you might, feel lack of motivation, apathetic, careless, difficulty finishing projects, not listening in present time. These are all signs of not being grounded. Okay. Let me just say something a little bit more about not listening in present time. What that means is that you're coming in and maybe you're talking to your partner about dinner. Let's go out and have dinner. Okay, you say to your partner, and your partner says, "You never took out the garbage today, or you never did the dishes the way you promised you were going to, or you didn't." Or something that happened 3 days ago all of a sudden comes into the conversation. So we're not in present time when we're harboring something within ourselves and we're not really hearing what the other person says. It's also because we're not grounded. So what are the consequences? It creates confusion, mistrust, we miss essential information. Your client might feel frustrated that you're wasting their time because you've missed something. You're talking about one thing, they're talking about another. And most importantly, they won't get the help that you know you can provide them. And that's really important because you've got all the skill that you want to be able to deliver, but we're not grounded. Okay, so how do we ground? So we're going to do something right now to help us do this. Now let me come out of the share. We're going to do two simple exercises. We're going to do an affirmation, the affirmation which is I'm here. And we're going to do a feeling ourselves and seeing ourselves. So let me come out of that. So what I want you to do, you can even do this sitting down if you want, but just stomp your feet on the floor. If you want to stand up, you can stand up. I want you just to stomp your feet on the floor, and I'm going to stand up for a minute. And bend your knees when you do that. And as you stomp, you're going to say, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And I want you to really feel the bottoms of your feet as you do that. And as you say that, I'm here, I'm here. And let your voice come from deep in your body. I'm here. Okay, breathing deeply. Let's just do it for another 30 seconds or so. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Take a deep breath and go ahead and have a seat. Mm-hmm. And now what I want you to do is I want you to pick up one foot and I want you to look at it and I want you to squeeze your foot and feel it. And say as you do that, I'm here, I'm in here. And squeeze all the way up your leg. Just press into your leg, I'm here, I'm in here. And look at what you're doing. As you do it, look at your leg. Feel it, see it, say it. Feel it, see it, and say it. And then pick up the other foot and the other leg and do the same thing. Feel it, see it, say it. I'm here. I'm in here. I'm here. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing. Be in present time right now and look at what you're doing. Then squeeze your belly, your butt, your back. Bring your hands up your chest, feel it, see it, and say it. I'm here. I'm here. Look at your hands. Feel, squeeze your hand up your arm. Feel it, see it, and say it. Breathe. Breathe as you do it. I'm here. Okay, so let's take a pause and close your eyes for a minute. Put your feet flat on the floor and rock back and forth on your sits bones for a minute. Press your sits bones into the chair. Squeeze your thighs. Look at your thighs. Look at what you're doing. And then close your eyes again for a minute and breathe. And just silently say it to yourself, I'm here. Now let's go ahead and open our eyes. And I'd like to get a couple shares on that. What did you notice? What are you feeling right now? What was it like to do that? Let's get a couple of shares. Marcia's got something? Okay.
I am having quite a bit of achy, painy feeling today. Yesterday, I had a really bad headache. And so as I do this, I'm noticing that the aches and the pains are still present, but there's a kind of a shift in how I feel about it in some way. It's not that the pain is going away necessarily, but it's just, it's a shift in I'm sensing it. I don't have very good language for it, but.
I think you're doing just fine. And I think there is a shift in the relationship with the energy of pain that really does happen. So I'm glad you're able to name that. Pain becomes more sensation and less about identification with something unpleasant. And that's great. So thank you, Mary Lynn. So I want you to also notice, like, before a client comes in your door, just to take really literally what we spent was about 1 minute, maybe 90 seconds in grounding, just being with yourself and creating that dropping into yourself, your own body, so that you can again define, this is me. This is me. I'm here. I'm present. I'm relaxed. Instead of that anxious, anticipatory feeling of maybe pacing around and being nervous and looking through your notes again and again and again and being all in your head and in your intellect, come into your body to prepare for that client to walk in. Okay, John says, I feel like I need to place my hands in the small of my back for some reason. Good, then do it. That's great, because you're going to get really in touch with places where the energy might be stuck or needs some of your attention. So absolutely. Anybody else have that happen where you felt like, boy, my hands need to go here, or I need to wake up this part of my body? You're really going to get in touch with that stuff by doing this. Any other comments on responses on this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I felt just really much more aware in my body and present from that.
Fabulous. It's so simple, right? And yet so powerful to do that. Great, Randy. Good. So I think what let's do, good. Avis feels warm and energy current. Good. Diane, I really liked it. Felt really nice, energizing. Beautiful. Okay, so I think this is a great place for us to take a little break. We're almost at our halfway mark. Can you believe it? It flies by so fast. So let's take about a 10-15 minute break. Let's resume. Get some water. Get a little bite to eat if you need to. Just take a break. Kind of let yourself practice the I'm here affirmation while you do that to really try to be fully engaged in the present moment in whatever you're doing, and we'll reconvene in about 10, 15 minutes, okay?
Will they need any handouts or anything when they come back?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Yes, definitely. You'll need your human body outline, which looks like this. Okay, it looks a little different, actually, than one I sent you. But you can, if you didn't get it, you can just draw a human body outline yourself. Don't worry, it doesn't have to be a masterpiece. and your other energy, if you can, take a minute to try to pull up your other handouts, your energy vocabulary list. You got...
We could easily put them in the chat, Lynn, if you go to your email. Just copy those links and stick them in here. You may have to click the link and then get their actual URL because the links won't come. But, yeah, easy to do.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And then crayons and markers and things. Yes.
Yes. Crayons and markers. Great. Thank you.
Lynn, I have a question. Yes. I'm on my phone, so for the break, can I hang up and then re-enter the call, or should I just leave it on?
Nope, you can. Well, leave it on until you actually come back in.
So don't hang up.
You don't have to hang up unless you're on, you know, a metered line, and you want to save, you know, some.
No,
but if you're not on a metered line, what you can do is you can just put yourself on mute, and you can. I think you can just click on something that says stop my camera, whatever it takes to stop your camera. Then you can just put it right back on.
Okay. Because we're not going to be gone that long.
It's not long enough.
It's not like in California where we get a 2-hour lunch break.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, it looks like Lynn put at least two of them in so far. So, great.